The allegations by Scarlett Johansson regarding the use of her voice for the ChatGPT AI voice named Sky highlights several significant legal issues related to AI-generated voices. Here are the key points from a legal perspective. One, copyright on personal voice. Traditionally, copyright law protects original works of authorship, such as literary, musical, and artistic works. However, the concept of copyright on personal voice is more nuanced. Originality and fixation. For a voice to be protected by copyright, it would need to meet the criteria of originality and fixation. While a recorded voice can be fixed in a tangible medium, e.g., a sound recording, the originality aspect can be contentious. The voice itself, as a natural occurrence, isn't usually considered an original work of authorship. However, unique vocal performances or distinctive vocal expressions that are recorded could potentially be copyrighted. Derivative works. If an AI-generated voice closely mimics a specific person's voice, it might be considered a derivative work if it incorporates significant elements of a copyrighted vocal performance. Number two, portrait rights and publicity rights of voice. Portrait rights, also known as personality rights, and publicity rights protect an individual's likeness and persona from unauthorized commercial use. Portrait rights. In many jurisdictions, portrait rights cover the visual likeness of a person. However, some interpretations extend this to voice, especially if the voice is a distinctive and recognizable aspect of a person's identity. Publicity rights. These rights, particularly strong in the United States, protect against unauthorized use of a person's name, likeness, and other identifiable aspects of their persona, including voice, for commercial purposes. Scarlett Johansson's case would likely fall under this category, as her voice is a key component of her public persona and brand. Part 3, Case Law and Precedents. Midler v. Ford Motor Co. In this landmark case, singer Bette Midler sued Ford for using a voice impersonator in a commercial. The court ruled in her favor, recognizing the unauthorized use of her distinctive voice as a violation of her right of publicity. Waits v. Frito-Lay, Inc., 1992. Similarly, Tom Waits won a case against Frito-Lay for using a sound-alike in a commercial, reinforcing the protection of distinctive voices under publicity rights. Her 4. AI and Legal Frameworks. Artificial intelligence-specific laws. As AI technology evolves, there is a growing need for specific legal frameworks addressing AI-generated content. Current laws may not fully cover the complexities introduced by AI, necessitating updates or new regulations. Ethical considerations. Beyond legal implications, there are ethical concerns regarding consent and the potential misuse of AI to replicate someone's voice without their permission. 5. Potential legal outcomes and implications. Suspension and revisions. As seen with the suspension of the Sky voice, companies may need to revise their practices and obtain explicit consent from individuals whose voices are used or closely mimicked. Litigation and settlements. Cases like Scarlett Johansson's could lead to litigation, setting new precedents and possibly resulting in settlements that compensate for the unauthorized use of a person's voice. In summary, the legal landscape surrounding AI-generated voices intersects with copyright law, portrait rights, and publicity rights. The Scarlett Johansson case underscores the need for clear regulations and legal protections to address the unauthorized use of personal voices by AI technologies.